This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A new study out of UT Southwestern Medical Center shows that the brain in severely obese women acts like it's hungry even when it's not. Dr. Nancy Puzzaferri led the study, which appears in the journal Obesity. Dr. Puzzaferri, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
The study included 15 severely obese women and 15 lean women. You took MRI images of the women before they ate a meal and after they ate. Walk me through that process.
Patients would come in after fasting for 12 hours. They'd be quite hungry. We'd have them subjectively report on how hungry or full they were. We would put them in the MRI scanner, have them look at pictures of different foods. As they looked at each picture of food, and they, mind you, would be looking at 300 views of food in succession, they had a little box and they would press a button as to whether they felt it was appealing or not appealing. And we measured their brain while they were reacting to these foods, brought them out, fed them a standard meal, and repeated the whole study.
So after they ate, they were showed pictures of food. What happened to their brains?
Well, everyone, first of all, reported that they were full after they ate the standard meal. And then what we noticed was in lean individuals, all the areas that were active when they were hungry and looking at food had completely diminished in activity. Whereas the women who were severely obese maintained the same brain activity level in the same parts of their brain when they were looking at food as if they had not eaten a meal.
Wow. So your research shows that brain activity in obese women is different than in lean women. How so? Is it just a frequency or?
Well, that's a good question. We don't fully have the answer to it. What we know is that kind of brain activity is a pressure, an internal pressure, or a drive to keep eating despite the fact that they feel full. We don't know if this is a conditioned response, meaning that after years of eating a certain way, the brain learns to respond differently, or if people are born, in fact, with different brain activity.
What indicates the difference between the two brains?
It's a relatively new technology. The physicists can measure to a very small degree how much each area of the brain is consuming oxygen. So just like we exercise and our muscles need more oxygen when they're active, the nerves that are in the brain consume more oxygen when they're active.
Do we know what's causing this discrepancy? Is this a radical change in the brain's reward centers and circuitry?
Yes. Well, in fact, the biggest findings were in the reward and motivation center, where we react to things that give us pleasure in a way that motivates us to bring those things into our lives. And those are the areas of the brain that were particularly still active in obese individuals after they had already eaten.
And is it that the participants' brains always responded like this and that contributes to why they're obese? Or is it that the continuing habit of overeating has created this neurological response?
Well, that's the answer to the question that we don't have. You'd really have to start early in life and study individuals when they were children to see how they start out in life and then follow them and measure them again as they're adults when they're either in the lean or obese state.
Dr. Nancy Puzzaferri is a surgeon with UT Southwestern Medical Center. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.